Welcome back to Pep Talk News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ, and in studio with me right now is Quinn Loring from Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. How are you doing, Quinn?
I'm doing so great. Thank you so much for having me, PJ.
I'm actually kind of excited because you are a former coworker of mine.
Yes, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's great to see you. So tell me a little bit about Women Build. I know that's happening right now. A local news station covered that as well for you guys.
Yes, of course. Women Build is one of my favorite times of the year. And we're in the middle of Women Build Week right now. So the ladies are out there building. I was just out there this morning. We already got walls up on two houses. We're building two houses this year. And they're just all excited to be there. And they're all pinked out in their pink swag and hard hats. And it's a really cool thing to see. So if you want more information, we have that all online too. And we're still fundraising for it as well. We've hit our $150,000 goal, but extending it to see, you know, how much further it can go. Because people are really, really into it this year. And it's been really special.
Mm-hmm. So it's a group of women coming together to build a house for another woman in our community.
That's exactly right. Yes. And typically in the past, like you said, we've had one house, one women home buyer. This year we're doing two houses just because we've had so much great support from the community. We had to kind of extend it. We're like, well, we don't have that much room on the build site for 50 people on one house. So we decided to do two houses. They're right next to each other in Pensacola. So it's working out perfectly and the ladies are having a blast.
Yeah. Are you able to tell me about the two families that are benefiting, a little bit about their story?
Yes, they are out there this week. I met both of them yesterday. They are building alongside the women over at the build sites. They're amazing people. Actually, a couple of the other local news were out yesterday interviewing them, talking to them. They both have children. You know, they want to raise their children here in the area. They work here. They're part of our workforce here in the Pensacola area. So very important for them to have stable, affordable housing here so that they can raise their children here and stay here and be sustainable and stable and safe.
Yeah. So talk to me about the stable housing piece, because that translates into other aspects of their life.
Of course, always. Everyone knows, you know, once you are able to own a home, it trickles into all other positive parts of your life. You're able to spend more, you know, for example, on your children, or you're able to have some entertainment, and that benefits to positive mental health. You're able to, you know, afford food, groceries. That's a lot of times a sacrifice that people have to make if, unfortunately, you're spending a lot of money on rent or having to move from place to place because your landlord is no longer deciding to rent their home or whatever the situation is. Mm-hmm. It's a stable house for those children to be able to go to school, the same school with the same teachers and friends. It really trickles into all different parts of your life.
And the women building are part of different groups in the community. So Crew of SWAT, for example, is part of that.
Absolutely.
And they're all doing individual fundraising. So I think you guys have like an annual rummage sale.
Yes, we just had that actually a few weeks ago. It got rescheduled. Originally, I think it was supposed to be in the June time, and we got rained out, so we pushed it to September. I know, shocker here in Florida. We got rained out, but it was amazing. We had a great turnout. I think just at the yard sale alone, we raised over $5,000 there, and that's just from the women coming together. It's outside our ReStore in the parking lot over on 9th and Creighton, and we just sell our goods from our own homes and put it towards one great cause of Women Build to support Pensacola Habitat for Humanity.
And they get together with the Blue Wahoos, and they work in concessions.
That's right. Your memory's so good, PJ.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. Yeah, so that season just finished up, I believe. Actually, the women just completed their last concessions at the last home game a couple weeks ago. But we're out there mostly the weekend games, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You'll see our women builders out there fundraising. The Wahoos and RS3, they're able to donate back to our mission for the time that our ladies volunteer in those concessions.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. And a lot of volunteers, just general volunteers helping out with this as well.
Yeah, people come out for Women Build in with teams. A lot of times, you know, you gave an example of different Mardi Gras crews that come out. We have different corporate sponsors that will send a team of their staff and employees, and it's a really great way to get out of the office and kind of have some team bonding experience there. But we also have individuals that just see us online and want to be a part of it, want to meet like-minded women and make some friends in the making. So yeah, it's great.
That's perfect. So I know that you stopped by the studio today to talk about your fourth annual gala.
Yes.
That's coming up soon.
Yes, we're so excited. It's coming up Thursday, November 14th. So I can't believe it's already October. We're here. We're in it. So just next month, you know, technically I get to say that now. The 14th, it's at the Sanctuary, which is one of Pensacola's newest event spaces. It's beautiful. I was just there the other week, and it's really gorgeous, stunning stained glass windows, just a really beautiful event venue, and we're excited to kind of kick off. I know they've had a couple, you know, weddings there and things like that, but this will be an opportunity for a lot of community stakeholders and Pensacola Habitat supporters to check out this new space.
Absolutely. So what's the attire like for the evening?
We're going a little more casual this year. I know in the past we've been pretty formal. It's been a formal event. This year it's cocktail. So it's a Thursday night. We know people are busy during the day. We don't want, you know, them to be all stressed about getting their hair done and all of that. So it's cocktail attire this year. We're going to have a little bit more fun, shorter program. And actually, instead of, you know, having like a sit down meal, which has been delicious in the past years, I will say. But this year it's going to be a little more fun. We're going to have food stations around the venue, and you can try different food stations. And this is an option also for sponsors. If you'd like, instead of, you know, the normal sponsorship levels that we typically have, you know, title sponsor, liquor sponsor, things like that, you can have a food station that has your company's logo and name all over it, and you can sponsor that a specific food station. So we're excited to try something new. Like I said, make it a little bit more casual and fun, and it's a work night, so I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, food station. So are there lots of different food vendors, or is it one central caterer who's doing multiple things?
Yeah, Classic City is doing our catering. They're phenomenal. We've had them in past years as well. They're so fun to work with, and they just really know what they're doing. They get the job done, and so yeah, we'll have different food dishes, like pasta table, a taco table, you know, things like that to kind of please everyone that's there. You can get a little bit of everything, or, you know, you really like something, you can get a full plate of that as well. So all of that's included in the ticket. Tickets are online live right now for sale at PensacolaHabitat.org/gala.
All right. Live music as well?
Yes, of course. We always have a band. We'll have some live entertainment. We'll have a brief presentation as well. We're really excited to highlight our new initiative, the Community Land Trust. You guys may have heard a little bit about this out in the community. It's technically been launched. We are building on it already. We are securing some land properties for it as well. So we're really excited to start that education process and get people excited about our Community Land Trust, because it's going to do amazing things for our community.
Yeah, so tell me more about the Community Land Trust.
Absolutely. So essentially, this is making it affordable, homeownership affordable for many more people. We're going to be able to serve a lot more folks and families through our Community Land Trust. Because of, you know, inflation and delays in, you know, getting product here and things like that, we're able to kind of keep up to speed and serve more people that are really being pushed out of that homeownership market. So all the way down to 30% of the area median income, we're going to be able to serve through that land trust, because the land is going to be taken out of that final equation of the home sale. So that already right there is going to be more affordable for the homeowner, right? And we're still going to provide subsidy and offer, you know, down payment assistance and things like that. So it's a really cool opportunity, and it's going to be a great alternative to renting for many folks out there. This isn't a program that's for people that can go out on the open market and purchase a home, or people that can be approved in our traditional home buyer program. This isn't for them. This is people that are maybe not making as much money, maybe have a specific area they're looking for. We're building in downtown Pensacola right now for our Community Land Trust. A lot of people can't afford to live there, but with the Community Land Trust and the land being taken out of that final equation and the homeowner just owning the home that's on the land, they're able to afford a place in that location.
Yeah. I know housing inventory in Escambia County is a challenge, as it is everywhere across the country.
Yeah.
And affordability is part of that too. So it's great that the Community Land Trust exists to be able to help the homeowner.
Exactly. We're trying to, you know, listen to our community's needs and be flexible and get creative. And there's community land trusts all over the state of Florida and all over the country, and they've proven to be huge successes. So we're really excited to bring it to our tiny little corner of the Gulf Coast here and really see the benefits of it.
I know in the past, the mayor has always been part of the program. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. So unfortunately, mayor is tied up that day with a meeting, but we will have some city officials and other community stakeholders that are going to be part of the presentation as well as in attendance. Mm-hmm. So they're all really behind us on this initiative, and they're just as excited as we are to kind of get this off the ground.
Perfect. We'll be back with more Pep Talk after this.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the vice presidential debate, a very good debate. Honestly, the best debate so far. Very civil, lots of very interesting stuff. I gave you my analysis of pretty much the whole thing. We also had a really good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about what it means to have affordable housing, whether that term is even useful anymore, workforce housing, market rate housing, attainable, all of these things. Interesting conversation. You can catch all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you'd like to be part of the conversation today, in the studio with me right now is Quinn Luring from Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. And we were talking a little bit about the upcoming fourth annual gala that's going to be happening at the Sanctuary. Community Land Trust, a big focus of that. And if people want to support the Land Trust, how can they do that?
Support the Land Trust. Go on to our website. Give us a call. Any of those options are perfectly fine. We really, our biggest need for the Community Land Trust is looking for land. I know that's probably not a big shocker for any builder out there or supporter, but land is truly our biggest need. We do have a land bank right now with some lots in it, and they're great lots. So if you have land, if you want to donate land or sell your land or just pass by some land and send us a picture of it, we'll be happy to check it out. So 850-434-5456 is our number. Otherwise, contact us by the website pensacolahabitat.org.
Yeah, the gala is always a great opportunity to hear from the stories and how Habitat is making an impact in the community. So certainly encourage people to experience that if they haven't done so before. Certainly as part of the event, there's also a live auction, silent auction. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's a really fun part. You can kind of take home something good along with all the stuff that you learn and the good energy that you receive from the gala. But we always have a silent and live auction with different trips and excursions and experiences that you can purchase. And of course, all the funds go back to benefit our mission. And something really unique about our live auction, we tried it out last year and people had a lot of fun with it, is the opportunity to bid on a house. You can actually fund an entire home build with others in the room. So we start out with the foundation. People can purchase the foundation or fund the foundation of the home for us. We move to the walls and then the roof as well. So it's really cool. We had a celebration after the gala a few months later, after the volunteers were actually done building that the house that gala built is what we called it. And we brought them out, showed them the finished product that they were able to fund and really see that impact that they had. They were able to meet the home buyer that will be moving into that house. And something really cool that I think is great is we had a plaque made with all of the donors' names on it. And that plaque will be in that home forever for the generations to come. So you truly are leaving your mark on the home. Mm-hmm. And that's just something really unique about our gala is that you can go there, you can have a fun time, you can have drinks with your friends, you can rub elbows with some people haven't seen in a while, but to truly make an impact and to later see that impact in your community, you'll drive by that house for years to come and know that you were able to do that for that family.
That is wonderful. Any sponsors that you want to highlight?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for asking. I'll go through a quick list here, but we are always extremely thankful for our sponsors. We couldn't do these events or continue our mission of building homes without you guys. Gulf Winds Credit Union has been a phenomenal sponsor of ours. They're also sponsoring our Women Build right now, and they're out on the build site today. They have some volunteers out there. So thank you, Gulf Winds. Florida Blue, ADX, of course, Cat Country. Thank you guys so much. We're excited to see you guys at the gala. It's always a fun time. Anchor Pest Control, Bay Area Printing, Baptist Health, Walmer AC and Conditioning, Tibbetts Lumber, Centennial Bank, Clark Partington, and First Presbyterian Church are the sponsors that will be at our event and really making it possible for us to gather all these people in one place and have a fun night and have a feeling of giving back to your community.
Is there still an opportunity for sponsors to sign up?
Absolutely, without a doubt. Again, just go to our website, PensacolaHabitat.org/gala. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can give us a call and we'll put you in the right direction.
All right. And for individuals who are wanting to attend, ticket process for that?
Absolutely. All the tickets are online. So you can go to that same website, PensacolaHabitat.org/gala. It's super easy. You can purchase your tickets there. You can purchase an individual ticket. You can purchase a table. We make it very easy for you guys. So we would love to see you out there. Whether you're a longtime supporter of Pensacola Habitat or not, if you want to come and just learn about us and learn how you can get involved, that would be a phenomenal way to start.
Okay. Anything else on the gala that you want to cover?
I think that wraps it up. We hope to see you guys there. It's going to be a blast.
Perfect. I can't let you leave without also talking about Restore.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. So the Restore, if you don't know or you haven't been there, is an additional avenue for our funding. And they collect donated, lightly used goods, whether it's home furniture, kitchenware, home, you know, tools to repair your home, things like that. And then we also have purchase product that you can buy brand new. Some furniture, building supplies, paint. All of these are at a much discounted price than a lot of other home repair stores that you would go to. Mm-hmm. So it's a great option to look at. It's always changing. The inventory is always changing. So every time you go in there, it's like you're there for the first time. So be careful though. Every time I go in there for work, I have to drop stuff off or whatever the situation is. I always walk out with something new. So my husband starts to get on me, but I just love it. They have really awesome stuff. Their staff is amazing. They know what they're doing. If you want some one-on-one help with a project or a DIY project you're working on, they're all great to talk to and bounce ideas off of and get some advice from as well.
Yeah, Clay and the team out there are definitely awesome. Mm-hmm. And I know that, like you said, there's always new inventory coming in. Mm-hmm. They have a massive warehouse where there's already stuff there.
Yep.
And typically there's stuff in queue too. So you have businesses, you have community members who are looking to donate. So tell us how they go about doing that.
Exactly. So we do also have a free donation pickup service. We have trucks around town going around every day or Tuesday through Saturday, but you can give us a call at the Restore and get on our free donation pickup schedule. Otherwise, you can also go online to their website and schedule it online there as well. But we don't take clothes or, you know, things like that you might see a traditional thrift store, but anything regarding home repair, home decorating, anything of that nature, feel free. And I do want to highlight a misconception that I often hear in the area that people think that it's just for our home buyers that go through our program to shop there. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. Anyone in the community is able to donate or shop at our stores. Like I said, every dollar spent there goes back into our mission so that we can build more homes.
Perfect. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. As the leader in identity theft protection, LifeLock reminds you to update your passwords. Using the same password across multiple accounts makes you vulnerable to cyber criminals. Updating your passwords is only one way to help protect yourself. For comprehensive identity theft protection, you need LifeLock. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes issues that arise. Start protecting your identity today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me is Quinn Lehring from Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, talking a little bit about the fourth annual gala. So one more time, time, date, location of that.
Yes, it's going to be Thursday, November 14th at the Sanctuary near downtown Pensacola. It'll be about from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock. In the evening. Okay. And we're very excited. If you want to get tickets or if you want to sponsor and have your name be a part of the Habitat brand, please go to PensacolaHabitat.org/gala or give us a call and we'd be happy to help you out.
Is there any sort of deadline associated with that?
Not as of now. Typically about the end of October is when we really start to put things together. So you're good for now if you're still making your plans for mid-November. We always seem to make, you know, arrangements to allow everyone to be a part of it if you're willing. So, but try to get your tickets in before, you know, mid-October. That's when we really start to see them dwindling down. So you're safe to do it this month.
And for business partners, obviously, the sooner they sign up to sponsor, the more benefit they get from their sponsorship.
Absolutely. The more benefit they get. We will have signage at the event and marketing leading up to the event as well. So, if you want to put your name with our brand, we would love to have your support, whether you're new or you've been a supporter for many past years. We invite everyone.
All right. We have about a minute left. I know you have some educational workshops coming up too.
Yes. Thanks for asking. So these workshops, for a while, they were just for our home buyers going through our home buyer program. We do have educational courses that they're required to take. For example, how to be a good neighbor, yard care, home maintenance. That's a really big one, right?
We don't want to.
Yeah, anyone can. And that's the point. It's open to our community members as well. You don't have to be going through our programs to take these workshops. If you just need a refresher on some of these things, we do offer them. They are free. So please look on our website, PensacolaHabitat.org/events, and you can sign up online there. Our biggest, more popular one is our HUD Housing Counseling Workshop. And that is led by one of our HUD Housing Counselors who are certified. And essentially, it's more of a pre-homeownership workshop. So it tells you the things you need to do to get your finances in track, what responsibilities are going to be coming down your way, and things to really be prepared once you're in that home and closed on your home and you got the keys. So that is coming up on the 26th of October. Register online on our website.
All right. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, PJ.
You're listening to